So you said like you are spending like 40% of your revenue towards marketing so that you can keep people educators.
Well, I think 0.3%.
0.3%.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Oh, you said 0.3.
Yeah, I'm about to say no. No, nowhere near that.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. That's nice. So now I'm gonna ask you about. Hello Marcus, how are you doing?
I am good, how about yourself?
Yeah, good. So, I know you personally, though. So, let us introduce yourself. Maybe you can introduce yourself.
Okay.
How you started with your name, and the spa's name.
Okay.
And how you started.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. My name is Marcus Bethay. I am the owner of C3 Wellness here in Kissimmee, Florida. We got started in 2010. Me and my business partner started off as a mobile haircuts and massage business. We did that for 5 years until we were able to get an opportunity to open up a spa room in a community called Sola Vida. We switched from doing massages and haircuts to doing massages and facials. That became very popular, and as we grew in the community, we're demanding different services to be added on. We would add the services and we kept growing from there. And over time, one room became two rooms became two locations, and now we are a complete comprehensive care facility.
That's great to hear. So before you start your business, it's like 10 years?
Yes.
Right? So before you start your business, so how did you thought of starting a business? Like, were you in this field previously?
Mm-hmm. No, I was not. So I'm originally from the transportation background industry, and my ex-wife, when I met her, she wanted to get into massage therapy, so I kind of supported her through that process. She come from a family of nurses, so that's what got her into the healthcare industry. And as we began to grow, I kind of adapted more things into the industry to learn to support her. And as it started taking off, I started learning and implementing myself into the business and aided her to get to this point.
So being from a different vertical or different industry, getting into this spa business, it'd be like a lot of learning.
Yes.
How did you go through like that?
Trial and error. So it was a lot of different things that I tried and failed at. When we were a mobile business, there were a lot of things that we tried to apply that only applied to brick and mortar locations. One of those things being able to accept insurance. So once we got a brick and mortar location, we were able to get NPIs and credential with insurances, bring on other modalities, and that allowed us to grow to be what we are today.
So being into this spa business, definitely you need to have licensing and stuff. How do you go through those things?
Just study and research. There was a lot of things that she had learned in school. So once we were able to grow, we were able to learn how to get those licenses, apply for them. Pretty easy things. I delved into learning about the insurances and what to do to credential and be able to be in-network providers for a lot of the insurances. So it kind of took off from there. She had her part to play and I had mine.
Yeah, that's perfect. So have you ever faced some legal issues? Like, because you have done a lot of trial and error, as you said.
Yes.
So probably in that part, did you face any legal issues?
I wouldn't say legal issues, more so just audits with insurance companies. You know, they're always fighting to not pay claims or try to delve into situations of taking money back, especially since COVID. So it's always an ever-changing field. I have to stay on top of all of the compliance laws and things of that sort. So we try to do a great job of navigating that and bringing in consulting companies and things of that sort to keep us compliant.
So as you mentioned with COVID, I had the next question, like, so during the COVID, most of the business were really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get past that?
So because we take insurance, we also in network with the VA that's treat a lot of veterans, we were kind of considered an essential business. So during COVID, we were actually growing and doubled our business because we were able to treat a lot of people and see them for the things that they were having problems with. In the Sola Vida, which is a 55 and up community, you had a lot of people that were you know, sitting around, not really active, so they had a lot of slip and falls. That allowed us to bring on physical therapy and apply it to their conditions and their needs. With the veterans, they were sitting around. A lot of them had a lot of mental struggles. So bringing them in here to be around people, treat them for their conditions and things of that sort, kind of got them out of that shell of being home, being depressed, not following a routine, because they're very routine driven. And so we kept that routine going to be able to continue to treat them and just continue to grow from there.
That's great to hear, like, not just about the business, it's also about helping people during those situations.
Yes.
You did amazing.
No, right? Thank you.
That's great. So how is your business, like, in the sense of, like, you have started in 2010, right?
Yes, correct.
So after that, did you have some fluctuations being an entrepreneur? Definitely, I would call that as an entrepreneurship, because you were never into this field and you have done it all like really good. So there will be downfalls and you got up out of it.
Correct.
So if you could mention certain points where you felt really bad and you come out of that with a, like, phoenix.
Yes.
Which one would you say? Like, you can tell one or two.
I mean, for the most part, you know, all businesses go through ups and downs. Currently, right now, there's somewhat of a recession, so you have a lot of people that's struggling to be able to do extracurricular things outside of the necessities. So what we try to do is we try to focus more on helping people, creating a need for what we do versus showing that it's for relaxation or, you know, something that is required for you to function on a day-to-day basis. We do a lot of marketing and advertising, doing podcasts now just to educate people.
So, like, can you just elaborate me about your business? Like, so we got through all your business steps and how you've gone through, like, what you're doing here and what you're doing in another location.
Correct.
There are two locations.
Yes.
You can explain me about that.
Correct. So we have expanded on doing massages and facials to add acupuncture, physical therapy, IV therapy, in addition to non-invasive body contouring. Of course, we do waxing and other spa services. So we just kind of provide the spa aspect of the day-to-day day spa, in addition to holistic services to keep everything working along the wellness line. So we realize that one thing works in conjunction with another, so it's just coming in one place and then having to go to another place and another place. We try to do everything under one roof.
That's great. So, yeah. I'm running out of questions.
you're
answering like really. You're answering for multiple questions at the same time.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Like, if you don't mind, can you tell me what's your business looks like? Like, in the case of revenue, how much do you make and how much do you spend to market yourself?
Correct.
Like, maybe in the percentage, or not necessarily to be the numbers. If
Correct.
You don't want to disclose it.
Right.
Just tell me in the percentage how you spend your revenue.
Right. So we're definitely a, you know, multi-million-dollar business. The holistic wellness industry is growing every day, and we just want to make sure that we have our share of the marketplace in that. It's a $1 billion industry, and growing, because everybody is trying to get out of the day-to-day of going to the doctor, getting medications, getting surgeries. We try to provide preventative help so that way you can avoid those pitfalls when you get older. When it comes to marketing, you know, we kind of contribute about maybe $4,000 to $5,000 a month to make sure that we have our websites compliant, SEO optimized, reaching to the masses with blogs to educate people, and like I said, doing podcasts and things of that sort, just so people can understand that we are human. We actually do this. It's not for us to get rich off of it, but to provide a service, and in the meantime, we all help each other out with earning income and allowing people to get help.
That's great. So you said, like, educating people in the sense of people who come to your spa, or rather, have you ever thought of running an academy for your therapists, so you can help therapists as well? Like, people out there who have got a license. Therapists, they would have got no job because
right.
they would have never been hands-on in the business.
Correct.
Have you ever, or maybe, are you doing any academy?
Well, we're currently a franchise, so we are growing and expanding to different areas. And what we do have underneath our umbrella is something called C3 Wellness University. So we do teach people under our umbrella the different modalities, the different services, and provide that education piece so that everything is compliant, consistent, and everybody is understanding how to operate in this industry going forward to not just provide relaxation Swedish massages.
That's interesting to hear. Like, you're also educating therapists, so they also get jobs.
Yes.
Like, that's good to hear. And how about, so you said like you are spending like 45% of your revenue towards marketing so that you keep people educated?
It's more like 1-3%.
1-3%.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Oh, you said 45K.
Yeah, yeah, I'm about to say that. No, nowhere near that, man.
Okay, got it.
I was looking at different things because I always try to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to our industry and our business. And I went to a seminar where a lady was saying that she used AI to answer her phones and book appointments in her salon. And when she gave us a demonstration of it, I was like, that's very interesting. I could utilize that to take out the human error when it comes to people setting up appointments, not forgetting their appointments, calling their scheduling, we won't miss phone calls. So I did a little research, I had to say, I liked the direction everything was going. So I jumped on board to bring you guys on.
Thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you have done a lot of answers than my questions.
No problem.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Marcus.
No problem. Thank you. All right, likewise. Appreciate it.
Oh, right.